the Y2K of medicine. That's how some doctors are describing the rollout of a whole new payment system set to begin tomorrow on October 1st. Now, today, when you go to the doctor's office sends a claim to your insurance company to get paid. And there's a big system of codes that correspond to certain procedures or illnesses like broken wrist or strep throat culture. They write down a number, the insurance company pays or doesn't in some cases. But tomorrow, doctors and hospitals all across the country are getting a new set of codes and a whole lot of new options. The old system has just 14,000 codes. The new one, 70,000. And all the new codes, they're really specific. There's even one for getting sucked into a jet engine. So apart from airport workers, I guess, how does this affect doctors and insurers and patients? Joining us is Dr. Michael Marks. He's an orthopedic surgeon and healthcare consultant. Dr. Marks, welcome.
Hi there, Todd.
The Y2K of doctors' offices, is that fair?
Well, actually, I don't think that actually goes far enough. Y2K turned out to be not much of anything. I think this is really actually going to be something. And the data and statistics, actually, is probably more than 91,000 diagnostic codes that are going to have to be utilized starting tomorrow, October 1st.
Okay, fair enough. But big doctors' offices do have professionals who speak the language of these codes. It's their job to get the codes in the forms, to get the doctor's office paid. So you already have those people in a lot of offices. Can't they do this?
Well, the actual answer to that is maybe. And obviously, we're going to find out going forward. But as you mentioned, this is a lot about increased specificity, which is how you wind up increasing the number of codes. So in the world of orthopedics, and the orthopedic surgeons probably been hit the hardest by all this, 65% of those more than 91,000 codes are going to affect them. And that's because for the first time, we're talking about laterality. Was it the right wrist or the left wrist that was broken? So a coder can only code if the doctor or other healthcare provider is putting the specificity in there to be able to them to code it.
Now, what's the virtue of making this language so much more specific? I understand that it's less convenient. I understand there's a lot more words to know if you want to call it a language, but what's the advantage here?
Well, the whole coding system is actually developed by epidemiologists, and they want to know data, statistics for societal resources going forward. So this generation of healthcare providers probably will not see much upside to this increased specificity. Maybe 15, 20, 25 years from now, they'll find out that, wow, look at that. It seems that 90% of the carpal tunnels are on the right than on the left. Why is that happening?
I have a long history myself of covering medicine and covering doctors, and it seems like almost every step of the way, doctors resist change. Doctors resisted, in a lot of cases, electronic medical records. They certainly resisted, in a lot of cases, the changes in Obamacare. They've resisted Medicare changes. This seems like another case of improvement in record keeping or practice that doctors just don't like because they want to be left alone.
Well, I don't think it's as much that, but the last industrialized country, and I don't want you to fall off your chair when I tell you this, is but the last industrialized country to move to ICD-10 was Canada. And that was back in 2000. We're now going live with it. We've kicked the can down the road a couple of times. But in this country, coding is done by individual hospitals. It's done by individual providers. In Canada, ICD-10 is only used on the inpatient side, as I understand it, and all the coders are government employees. So I'm not saying that the system is wrong, but it becomes another unfunded mandate. And so because it's not necessarily set up the correct way, I've been going to my Facebook account and communicating with people and lecturing all over the country to say, look, let your patients know that there may be some glitches in all of this where claims may get denied. We don't 100% know if all the insurers are going to be up to speed, all the EMRs are up to speed. So I think it's the fear of Y2K, but just that much times larger.
That's Dr. Michael Marks, orthopedic surgeon and healthcare consultant. Dr. Marks, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.